I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by The Society with Tatum and Kavaya. The Society is an elite membership community for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their faith and their business alongside a community of women who understand their journey. Our signature faith framework, which stands for fasting, acts of obedience, introspection, trusting God and His Word, is the foundation and the backbone of the Society. Within a Society, you get daily devotionals sent straight to your inbox to enhance your study time. You get to interact with group members via our online forum. You get a live weekly prayer call with us, as well as bi-weekly sessions where we cover things from spiritual and personal development sessions and even business-based masterclasses that allow you to grow with your entrepreneurial goals. Try us out for free for 2 weeks and start your trial at blessedandbossedup.com/community. You'll be able to see testimonials from other members. You'll be able to test us out, see past classes. You get access to every class that we've ever done over the last few years. So it's a no-risk opportunity to try us out. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/community to start your free trial today. Again, that's blessedandbossedup.com/community. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is our midweek episode to just remind you guys to stay the course, to inspire you and give you some tools to reach your goals in life and business. So this bonus episode is called How to Maximize the Season That You're Currently In. A lot of you guys, when I post on social media and things of the nature about like, what do you guys want me to cover? Any questions that you guys always ask about the waiting season, how to deal with the waiting season. And so in this episode, I'm going to talk to you guys about how to not just deal with the waiting season, but how to maximize that gap between where you are and where you want to be. This is actually also a video. It's unreleased. It's coming to my YouTube channel this Saturday, but I'm giving you guys the audio here early because I love y'all. Y'all are my people. So make sure if you're not subscribed to Tatum Tamia on YouTube, new videos come out Saturdays at 10 a.m. Also, if you're interested in podcasting, Anchor Media Videos comes out Fridays at 12 p.m. So without further ado, here is my message on how to maximize the season that you're currently in. I did a podcast a while ago, episode 117 and 118 on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. We'll link them below. Anything I mention, it'll be linked in the description. But I had a conversation with a really good friend of mine. And she made this comment that really stuck out to me. She said, who wants to peak at 30? And so it really just sparked this whole conversation and this dialogue about the importance of not getting caught up in the timelines that society paints to us, right? So we feel like we want to do something by 25. So by 25, you may say, I want to be married. I want to own a home. I want to do all of these things. By 30, I'm guilty. I always say I want to be a millionaire by 30, and I'm still saying it. And I'm not caught up in the timeline because if God made me a millionaire at 31, that works too. But we get so caught up in these timelines a lot of the times instead of those ideas or those ambitions or those goals motivating us to get to work now or motivating us to do what's necessary to achieve them, they can be burdening to where you may approach 25 and you're not even in a relationship and you feel a certain type of way because your friends are getting engaged or your friends are having children and you trying to figure out, God, why hasn't it happened for me yet? And so in this video, I want to just give you some tips, some tools, and encourage you to just maximize whatever season that you may be in right now. one of the most amazing things about being a person of faith is we have a God that's working on our behalf, right? The Bible says that he goes before us and makes crooked paths straight. Even when we like to think about the visions and the goals we have, a lot of times we hear people quote Habakkuk 2:2 about write the vision and make it plain. But right after that, it talks about how the vision is for an appointed time. There are other scriptures that talk about how there's a season for everything under the sun. And so whatever it is that you're believing in God for or the desire of your heart, it's not delayed. A lot of times we put timelines on God and we get upset because he doesn't do what we want him to do when we want him to do it. And we miss the opportunity to truly be molded and prepared for what it is that we're believing in him for. So I know a lot of people who are believing in God to get married, and they idolize marriage so much, but their marriage is also work. After that wedding is over, after the gifts get put away, after the pictures come back and the years go by and all of these things, it's work. It takes work to maintain. It takes work to not lose that connection that you had when you first fell in love. It takes work. It takes God. And it takes two prepared people to make a marriage work. Even when it comes to business, it takes work to grow and to maintain a business. And you have to be of a certain skill set. You have to be of a certain mindset. And you have to have a certain level of persistence and commitment in order to build a sustainable business. And so these qualities and things that are going to prepare you for what you're believing in God for are what's getting developed and perfected in that process, in that middle of where you are and where you want to be. And so what these timelines and these expectations do is they distract us from what God is trying to teach us in this moment. And I love to tell the story about how I had this huge goal. I wanted to build a six-figure company. That was my thing. I wanted to be self-employed. That was goal number one. I wanted to be self-employed by 25. I quit my job May 3rd, 2017. I was 25. But it wasn't by 25. I was very specific. It was a couple months after the fact, but it still happened. And then after that, I wanted to make my first six figures. That was a huge goal of mine. And as I was so busy with what God had called me to do, I didn't even realize that I reached a goal. And it was such a lesson for me. At the time we were on tour, God had us in all of these different cities over the US. That tour was built by faith. We had money for the contracts we were signing. We were putting deposits down and all of these things before we even sold a ticket. So it was a lot of pressure on me, but I was committed to being obedient to what God was calling me to do. And it wasn't until like after the tour was over, my husband, who is our CFO, he sent me a screenshot of the accounting system and he sent it to me on like Google Chat or something like that. He's like, I think you want to see this. I was like, what? I open it up and I see, based off his accounting system, that we crossed the six-figure threshold. And I didn't cry, but I took a step back for a second and was like, whoa. And not that the dollar amount matters, but it was the fact that I was so busy just doing what God had me doing in the season that I didn't even notice. And something that I had placed so much weight on and allowed to create a lot of pressure for me for so long, to where I was stressed out because, oh, another year has passed and I haven't reached this goal, or this is going to be the year, and doing all of these things in the business to make it happen. Once I just got busy with what God was calling me to do, I reached the goal and didn't even notice. And so I told you guys my next goal is to be a millionaire by 30. I'm 29. Well, I turned 29 in February, so I have about 9 months left. That's the goal, but it doesn't matter. I'm busy doing what God has called me to do right now, because being a millionaire is one thing, but am I going to be able to make those millions multiply? Am I going to be able to make other millionaires? And in order for me to do that, I need to understand what it takes for me to reach the goal and to be present in the preparation season that I have right now, making sure that I'm a good steward over the finances that I have right now, making sure I'm a good steward over the business and the people that God has called to this company right now. And so again, for any of you guys that's allowing that weight and that pressure of these timelines, I want to do this by that, don't allow it to weigh you down so much to where you're distracted from what God is calling you to do right now. Something else, though, that I want you guys to walk away with is you need to have systems and processes in place no matter what it is that you do. So whether it's in your business, whether it's financially, whether it's in your family life, or you wear multiple hats and you're trying to make it all fit, you need to have a process in which you are able to maximize the season that you're in. Because once seasons change, you'll now have a framework that you can then adjust for whatever the next season may be. So for example, I have a friend, we were talking recently, and she's trying to quit her job. And she was saying, like, I know when I leave my job, I'll have this much more time in the day. And I was telling her, like, yeah, you will have another 8 hours in the day. But it's important that while you don't have that time right now, that you're creating boundaries, that you're creating a process that allows you to be the most efficient with where you are right now. So that way, when you do get those 8 hours, you have a skeleton, you have a foundation that you can then switch based off of that season so that you can then maximize your time then. A great example of that is within our business. We have policies and procedures and the ways that we do things. And so when life happened for me recently, where I'm spending a lot less time in the day-to-day of the business, I don't have to worry about if the company is running, if things are getting done. Our team knows exactly what it is that they need to do. And that's because of the foundation that was laid. So I can take a step back from the day-to-day activity. I don't have to follow up with people as much. I can just go to one of our softwares that we have to kind of see where everybody's at. And I can send like a message or something to check in, but I know what's going on in the company and I can attend to my day-to-day life and not have to micromanage or be as hands-on and know that the company is running well because we have that foundation. And then once I'm ready to get back in and work as much as I was working before, then we'll just adjust. So again, I can't stress to you the importance, and we'll do another video and a teaching on this where we can really get specific, because I can only speak generally now because it's a pre-recorded video, but we'll talk about that more later. But whatever season that you're in right now, think about how you need to operate so that you're maximizing where you are. If you are believing in God to leave your job, how can you maximize what's going on in your business? What new sales funnels do you need to incorporate? How can you edit or improve the sales funnel that you have right now so that your company is more profitable? How can you decrease the expenses that you have in your day-to-day life so that it doesn't cost as much to take care of you when you do take that leap? If you're believing in God to be married, how can you just be happy right now? What are some things that you can do to be happy with yourself right now and find joy in the day-to-day life and just prioritize yourself so that you don't lose your identity once you become someone's wife? If you're waiting to become a mom, I know the biggest thing for me before I got married and before I had a kid, I wanted to have a name for myself first. I said, I will not get married and start a family. I want that, but I can't do that and lose myself. So I need to have something going on outside of that prior to starting my family, because I'm still Tatum. Even though I'm BJ's wife and I'm baby BJ's mom, I still am Tatum. And Tatum still had a purpose and she still has things to do in this earth. And so I maximized that beforehand while I was in that season. So for you, do what you need to do to maximize the season that you're in right now. And don't allow society pressure or your friends or your family to put these heavy expectations on you.
That's it. For the bonus episode, you guys, I will see you back right here on Sunday's episode. Make sure that you guys subscribe to the show. If you haven't, rate the show. Let me know what you think about the show in the rating section. Follow us on Instagram at Blessed and Bossed Up. Follow me, Tatum Tamia. And of course, subscribe to my YouTube channel. All of the links and things that you need are right here in the description. I love you guys, and I will talk to you Sunday.